Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. We can talk more about national divorce. We just had a gentleman on the line with some objections, some concerns that he wanted to share with us, and that's, you know, inevitable. We got to talk about those things. But if you want to weigh in, you can join us here. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Sarah first up in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. Hey. I just have a hypothesis that, you know, all of the natural products that help blood flow are cardiovascular.
I was hoping you were going to tell us about your thoughts on national divorce.
No, I want to talk about all these things like beet juice, for example.
Beet juice?
It's supposed to be really good for your health. Anything that opens up your...
I've heard beets are good for you, sure.
Well, you know, because of the nitric oxide... Mm-hmm. And what it does is it increases your blood flow, so that.
Now, Sarah is not a doctor, so her statements shouldn't be considered medical advice. So do keep that in mind when you listen to Sarah's calls. Okay, Sarah, what other claims do you want to make?
But neither is Bill Gates.
That's true.
Okay, so
and nor should you necessarily believe doctors when they tell you things either.
Well, they tell you all the side effects that go with their medication, like all that might cause vomiting or nausea. Yeah.
Well,
or
side effects are just effects of the medication that they want to not really list prominently.
Yeah. They didn't tell anybody that a side effect of the vaccine was dropping dead of a heart attack at 18.
Indeed. Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Let's continue here. We got David on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
The New Mexico contingent.
Conspiracy. On session, I don't think that is potentially good of a framework that was provided. I don't think that any framework can be provided to provide any more protection that already was protected. And so if the population here couldn't keep it straight the first time, I don't necessarily think that doing it over, they'll keep it straight. But what I call
what are we referring
China,
to here?
Well, you know what they say: if you first you don't succeed, try again.
Right. Well, I think it would be easier to get what you want. What you want through secession, I think you can get it easier by forcing the gangsters that call themselves your government, forcing them out. And I think you'll have what you want.
How are you going to do that? When you say force them out, what are you proposing?
Well, you basically have to slowly revert to being your ancestors that were not dependent upon them for anything.
How does that force them out?
I know a guy who became his own ancestor through an accident with a time machine and contraceptive device.
one of your own promotions that plays repeatedly is stop using their money.
Mm-hmm.
So stop, take your own advice. Stop using their money.
Oh, we did, and they put us in a jail cell for it. I mean,
well, then you'll have to retreat, regroup, and try again.
And we're doing that too. That's why we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So that's a retreat. It's a regroup, and they're not going to be forced out. Okay, these people have a lot of they've got a lot of resources.
You can. They're actually a fairly small group of money They're Freudian slip. A small group of people with a lot of money, and then they pay off their mercenaries to come and batter your door down if you don't use their money.
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be easy, but I think that we're going to have a better chance, and thank you, David, for the call. We'll have a better chance of just going our own way than forcing them out of their own gang headquarters. I mean, that seems like a really crazy approach that is going to result in a lot of death and a lot of bloodshed, and that is not necessary. We can do this without death and bloodshed. We can do this peacefully through independence for, you know, you name it, New Hampshire, Texas, New Mexico, California, whoever it is that wants independence should have it. And if enough people want independence, they will have it. It will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on here. Joe is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing
good.
Tonight?
What's on your mind, sir?
That's good.
Excellent. First of all, you know that both you guys are always in my prayers, and just like the rest of the Free Talk folks. And I kind of agree with you that the government wants to run our money. They want to see everything we do. They want to take everything they can because they're just spending lavishly, and they want us to pay the freight.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's the scam.
Right, and it's really horrible, and people have to wake up to these things and stuff like that. And like I said, I think you guys have the best alternative, and that's just to say bye-bye.
I don't see how anything else could be a better plan than that.
Yeah.
No, I
mean, people have been fighting for generations over control over the federal government, and while control shifts back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats, it doesn't seem to make a hill of, you know, a bean's worth of difference in the end of the game, because they just keep on building the power on top of each administration. No administration prior to, you know, takes down the prior administration's power ever.
Yeah.
Right. The last surplus we had was under President Bill Clinton.
You never had a surplus.
No, they never gave me anything. No. I'm just talking about the federal government.
Yeah. Right.
What do you call it? But I'm just saying, then they decided to go into Iran and Iraq, and they were spending like $10 billion a day.
Yeah.
And so that just swiped everything out. Boom. For the American people.
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Turn on the printing press.
Well, I just want to say, guys, thanks for the show. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Because I've been working out a lot, and
it's good to be working out, man. Glad you're listening to us on your workout. I really appreciate it, man.
All right, God bless.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right, so I know, Nobody, that you had some comments on this whole January 6th thing, but I think it's actually going to come up here in this audio from the NBC Boston, NBCBoston.com. They are doing this documentary series on the Free State Project, and they've had 9 episodes so far. Number 10 is coming out on Monday. And what they started doing this week was they would play an episode, which is usually around 12, 15 minutes in length, and then they have a guest in from that episode, and then they talk to that guest in the studio. So I'm not going to play the episode because we don't have enough time for it, but it's excellent. I recommend you check it out, nbcboston.com/freestate. This is on the watch party that they had for the episode on secession, where they brought in Karen. The real life Karen, who who last year went against the Free Staters and the secessionists here in New Hampshire. She was the one who went to the ballot law commission with a complaint that said that she didn't think that the state reps who voted for independence, rather voted to allow the vote on independence. That's what the ballot. That's what the constitutional amendment would have done. It would have just been a vote. But she was the one who led the charge to get those state reps banned from office, banned from holding office ever again in New Hampshire or the United States. She went after them in the ballot law commission. They actually had this woman in the studio at NBC Boston. So I'm going to play the audio from this interview, and we're going to comment here. Thanks to NBCBoston.com/freestate. Here it is.
All right, let's get a little deeper and look behind the scenes. We want to welcome Karen Steele. She is a New Hampshire resident who is concerned about succession. Karen, welcome. Thanks for joining our watch party. Listen, I got to tell you, I think if I were a New Hampshire resident, just a regular person, I would have laughed off this whole succession business, even though it's clear.
By the way, it's secession. Not succession is a common mistake, but they're two very different words. Going on.
Really serious, and people are taking it serious. You did the exact opposite of that. Not only did you not laugh it off, you took action. What inspired you to do this?
If it was somebody who was up in northern New Hampshire, I might have just blown it off. But when I realized that my state representative in my own little town of Atkinson, New Hampshire, was one of the sponsors of a bill to secede from the Union, I was outraged. And I tried to reach out to him several times, and he never got back to me. And then I read an op-ed prior to the primary that somebody said that these people are ineligible to vote or to be elected or to hold office because of the 14th Amendment. So I did some research, and I read up on the 14th Amendment, Sections 1 and 3, and I said, they're right. These people do not deserve, they are not qualified per the third section 3 of the 14th Amendment to hold office or to ever seek office.
What does that?
Okay. So have you heard this one yet? Nobody?
What, the joke about the people not being able to hold office?
No, I don't know if there's a joke behind it, but yeah. There is one you can tell.
Well, usually when you say, have you heard this one before, you're talking about a joke.
No, this claim that the 14th Amendment is somehow prohibiting any kind of discussion about secession.
Yeah, and you know, she has it wrong because it refers to people who have engaged in rebellion against the United States.
Insurrection or rebellion, yeah.
Which is violence. And,
and
we haven't engaged in any violence, and none of those state reps have engaged in any violence.
Yep, and that is basically...
The state has engaged in a lot of violence.
And that is what she was told when she went in front of the ballot law commission with her complaint about the state representative. She was informed that this is, in fact, not rebellion. This is not insurrection because it doesn't involve violence. It's simply putting something or attempting to put something on the ballot through the political system.
It's asking for an opinion.
That's it. And so even though she was told that she was wrong, she's still insisting that she's right about it.
That section of the amendment of the Constitution that your interpretation.
Oh, I don't know why it just paused. I think
others is that they can't hold office.
Sure. It is the disqualification clause. So what it's really doing is it's adding an additional qualification for office. So you have qualifications for age and residency and this other qualification. If you have pledged the oath to the U.S. Constitution, then you cannot engage in insurrection and a rebellion or give aid or comfort to the enemy. And anybody who is trying to dissolve the United States of America is indeed an enemy of the state. And it says that they can no longer...
Well, what do you think about that interpretation?
Well, I'm definitely an enemy of the state. So, but then again, nobody is actually trying to dissolve the U.S. government. We're just trying to escape the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the U.S. government will still exist when New Hampshire secedes, as long as they're not crumbling at the moment. And, you know.
Yeah, and let them. That way, if we have people here who want to be slaves, we can say,
do it.
Go across the border, be a slave down there. We don't need slaves up here. We don't want slaves up here.
Exactly.
Hold office.
Karen, is this was the whole secession issue the first time you'd ever heard of the Free State Project?
Yes.
And did you then go on to learn about them? Do you have any other axes to grind having to do with the Free State Project? Or is this not so much about the Free State Project for you? Is it more about secession? Or do they tie in together?
Oh, they definitely tie in together. I definitely went down to several rabbit holes on the Free State Project, and the internet is flush with information. But so the other bill that my
rabbits
state...
Rabbits are a good source of meat.
By the way, she doesn't get asked this question, because obviously these are pretty friendly interviewers to her perspective. But Karen is also a transplant. She is not a New Hampshire native. She moved here from, I believe it was Minnesota. So she's here trying to change things just like the Free Staters are. going on.
Representative sponsored was a bill to dissolve regional and cooperative school districts. Well, most of New Hampshire is rural, and so we have four towns together in one regional school district. That would totally destroy us, our towns.
Like ending a school district is going to raise a town to the ground.
Yeah, all you need to do is pay a lot less for a better education that you can get privately without paying for 10,000 bureaucrats for every actual teacher.
Which they proved, by the way, in the Croydon episodes, which are also part of this documentary series, where a little town called Croydon, the school board, they had a meeting, or the town meeting, decided to cut the budget by 50%. Unfortunately, the status rallied their supporters and came and undid it. And that's a couple of episodes of this where they go over that are still to come in this series. But she, in that case, they pointed out that the private schools in the area are less than $10,000 a year, and the government schools are going up to around $20,000 per pupil per year. And so the proposal that got the initial approval at the town meeting said, hey, maybe the government schools could just do it for $10,000 a year. If the private schools can do it for $9,000, the government schools should be able to do it for $10,000. That's what sold the people at the town meeting on this. So, like, yeah, the government schools are costing more than twice as much as a good private school education, and the government school educations suck by comparison.
And private schools don't tend to drive their kids crazy, so they don't have mass shootings.
Great point. We go on with more with Karen.
Because we each have an elementary school, and then all four towns go to the same middle school and high school. And so what they really want to do is they want to do to us what they did to Croydon. So right now at the deliberative session in Atkinson, they can't reduce property taxes and reduce the amount of money we spend on education because we're legally obligated to pay Timberlane Regional School District per student. But if they dissolve the regional school district, then at the town level, they can abolish public education.
We're going to get to Croydon in another episode of our show, so keep watching. But, Karen, what did I say to you? I mean, the thing that fascinates me about this argument is that we're looking at the European Union, right, and Brexit, and North Ireland and Ireland are having a hard enough time just, you know, breaking up because of the history and because of their shared, economic relationship, and Scotland and the UK, I mean, the Commonwealth there, they're having a hard time figuring out how to break up. How can you think, how can the Free Staters think, and we'll certainly ask them as well, that you can extract yourself from the federal government when there's so much federal government money and support that goes to New Hampshire, to each state? How would they support themselves? Would they set up a...
Wow. I mean, talk about not understanding how this works.
Yeah, I mean, the government, the federal government, steals trillions of dollars from the American people. They keep a big slice of it for themselves. They squander a bunch of it on endless, pointless wars. And then they squander another bunch of it on cronies and bailing out banks and
all the bureaucrats.
All the bureaucrats. And all the waste and putting people in prison for drugs and nothing. And then they give a little bit back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, how can you live without that little bit you get back? Well, we're not having it stolen if we're not part of the union.
Exactly.
So we don't need the tiny little bit of what they steal that they give back.
Right. We would keep the entire amount in New Hampshire in the first place and be able to spend it better. Because it would never go into somebody else's hands. It would never be taken in the first place. The New Hampshire government still has taxes, and that's a problem, but we'll deal with that on our own.
Yeah.
But the money that you're paying into the federal system would remain your money, and you would get to decide who to help with it, who to donate to, you know, how much to donate to charity, what to do with it, maybe upgrade your living conditions or, you know, save for a vacation or send your kid to school or whatever it is that's important to you, you'd be able to do more of.
Yeah, and those people who were working on the books would still get Social Security because you know, if you leave the country, which is effectively what we would be doing, not by moving our bodies, but by moving the border, well, you still get your Social Security. You don't have to stay.
Yep, that's true. And of course, they're asking this clueless woman who, you know, she's not an expert on secession. She's just an expert on hating the Free State Project for wanting to secede. She has no answer to this question, but let's go on.
Whole new government and do treaties and pass through and passports and...
I have no idea, but you're absolutely right. Economically, it's not feasible. Geographically, it's not feasible. But more important...
Listen, bitch, it was feasible. It was feasible back in the 1700s when New Hampshire did it the first time. And we were not as economically well off at that time. Like, the GDP of New Hampshire has grown quite a bit in that time frame.
But yet, we managed to get out from under the, at the time... biggest empire in the world,
yes.
And that began the death of that empire, and we helped the sun set, finally, on the British Empire.
Indeed.
And it was none too soon. And when I say we, I wasn't actually there. I'm old, but I'm not that old.
Go on here.
Certainly, it's illegal. I mean, in Texas versus White, after the Civil War, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas was still a United States since it first joined the Union.
She's a Texas versus White supremacist.
Hey, lady, there's news here, and that is that this is an opinion. Okay, this is not the law. When Texas versus White happened in the 1800s during the Civil War, basically, or right after it, that was a decision made by some robed men that were appointed by Abraham Lincoln, who was a tyrant that would do absolutely anything he could to keep the Union together. And so those people had an opinion, and there have been many opinions that the Supreme Court has had that have changed over time.
Yeah. There was a time when the Supreme Court wasn't supporting the Second Amendment. Now they kind of are.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when Roe v. Wade was law of the land. Now it's not. I don't think that's necessarily an improvement, but some people do.
It's a change.
It's a change.
Change of opinion.
You know? And it all it takes is for... And frankly, I don't care what their opinion is, because the Constitution was a contract between the several states. Now, I personally don't believe that a contract entered into by my ancestors is enforceable against me.
No.
But even if it was, the federal government has been in breach of that contract, material breach, for centuries.
Yeah.
And when a contract is breached, it becomes null and void.
We're going to continue with more with Karen, the real-life Karen that thinks she can take down the independence movement here in New Hampshire. And she does reveal what her next step is, what her plan is, coming up here in moments. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA
USA News Update. The U.S. job market remains strong, but tight against the forces of inflation and interest rate hikes. Friday's jobs report from the Labor Department showed much higher than expected job gains across the U.S. economy, and a slight uptick in the unemployment rate to 3.6% signaled more people getting back into the labor force. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
What we're seeing here is a continued, very strong labor market, putting Americans back to work.
Embattled Republican Congressman George Santos is denying he orchestrated a credit card scam several years ago. Politico recently published a sworn statement from a former roommate of Santos, claiming the New York congressman carried out an operation in Seattle to steal information from ATMs and credit cards. Santos told reporters on Capitol Hill he is innocent. It's the latest trouble for the freshman congressman, who has faced intense pressure to resign for lying about his background. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are doing a live takedown of Karen Steele. She is the big bad in the episode about secession, and I do mean big. She's a little bit of a large lady. She is the person who is the enemy of the secession movement here in New Hampshire. She has made herself the target, and I'm not saying anything violent should happen to her. Absolutely not. I don't think that's the solution, because we can destroy her ideas and no problem whatsoever. She is, we're blessed in our enemies here in New Hampshire. Yeah. Nobody.
They are intellectually shallow.
Right. So we're going to continue with the interview from NECN and NBC Boston in what they're calling their live watch party, which they've had free staters in on the first three episodes. And I knew there was going to be some episodes with the bad guys in it as their guests. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening right now. And I'm glad for it. So we're going to continue mm-hmm. with that here.
I mean, hell, we invited the Democrats to come to Liberty Forum.
Yeah, they would.
And, they agreed to come, and then they chickened out at the last minute and didn't even call to say, sorry, we're too scared.
Alu Axelman from the Liberty Block has been offering for years now to these people to just have a discussion. Have a debate. Have a public debate on the issue of independence, and no one will talk to him about it. This lady is willing to go into NBC studios and sit safely alone with two friendly interviewers, but she's not willing to have a discussion with somebody who has a different opinion.
Well, if anybody wants to argue these points with me, I'm just an old stoner, but I'd be happy to set up a recorded Zoom call. You can be perfectly safe and miles away from me, and we can just have a conversation. Nothing crossing those lines but our ideas.
We'll resume the discussion here with the clips in a moment, but first, let's go to David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, David.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
How's it going, nobody?
Good. You're on the air.
Hey.
Unfortunately, I've talked to you before, you guys, from Jackson, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do I wish I lived in a different state. I was born and raised here.
We wish you did, too.
Darn it.
Things have been going really bad there in Michigan. I mean, nobody's originally from there.
Yeah. Ann Arbor. Born in Jackson.
Ann Arbor is about 30 miles in. I'm in Jackson County. Washtenaw County is 30 miles from where I stand right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a whole different world there.
Yeah, they threw me out last time I was there.
You know, I understand it with the University of Michigan there. You talk about the state budgets, and I'm sure it's similar in other states, that's the largest part of the state budget is public education universities.
Oh, yeah. I bet you that's true here in New Hampshire. I just haven't looked at the numbers. I mean, they spend a ton of money on just the local schools. I'm not talking about the state universities, but I know the local taxes on a property tax bill, 60 to 70% goes to the government schools.
And they can't even teach a kid to read.
No, they're terrible.
That was part of my point, with disastrous results. Huge pensions, unfunded, some of them. I used to work for the Jackson Public School District as a maintenance guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe the amount of waste. Now, that's not about the Supreme Court, because I'm just able to tune this in at certain times on my low-tech stuff here, but I said, what in the heck are they doing?
Well, they're spending other people's money. I mean, so whenever you have other people's money to spend, and it wasn't the money that you earned, as judicious as you try to be, you're still not going to be as good with it as the money that you earned, because you're more concerned with your own money than you are of somebody else's. And that's true,
and
especially
possibly,
when it's bureaucrats you don't even know.
And possibly a heck of a lot more conservative with your own money. But if I get a decent job at the, just got thinking about it. Now, the legislature here in New Michigan is a Democrat-controlled. Of course, Whitmer's still governor. But, gosh, they're sitting there going to say, we're going to infringe on your Second Amendment rights. I don't want to talk just about guns, but why in the heck are they going to start increasing illegal buyers say, I'm going out to buy a shotgun, they got to do a background check. Well, the legislation says that it'll be signed by the governor. Basically, it says that you're going to get a background check, shotguns or rifles. Now, I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. What about the millions of illegal firearms? You're not addressing the problem there, mugs.
Well, I don't really care about illegal firearms.
Yeah, I like my guns like I like my my immigrants, undocumented.
Thanks, David, for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's talk to Major Payne, also in Michigan. Go ahead, Major.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
This guest you had on here, seeing as how they don't seem to understand the meaning of words, and she has a perpetual hard-on for everybody around her, I'm going to classify her as an erectionist.
An erectionist?
Yes. And it got the whole secession thing got me to thinking. Probably a dozen years ago, the UP of Michigan wanted to secede from the Lower Peninsula.
Mm.
And then a couple years after that, that evidently lit a fire under some of the Californians, because that's when the Jefferson thing came up.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got Texas in the fire, and you guys. But I haven't heard another peep out of the UP.
Ah, it's a shame.
They had damn good standing to secede, I mean, because they're basically taxed the same rate as we are. The property taxes might be a little less because the land value is less. But they're getting like a 20% return on their dollar coming back to them. And that's BS.
Well, I would say your best bet is to, if you're concerned with independence, is to get to a place where there's another, you know, a large group that's also concerned with independence. If there's, if it's all quiet there in Michigan, if you're conservative, get to Texas. If you're liberal, get to California. If you are, you know, libertarian, get to New Hampshire, and then maybe you'll have some backup.
Yeah.
God save the erectionists.
Thank you, Major, right, for the call tonight. Karen Steele is the erectionist, as he calls it here, that was not our guest, but was the guest over at NBCBoston.com/freestate, where they are doing a documentary series, and they've been watching it with some of the participants in the series. Karen was a guest in their episode about secession. You can watch this in full over at NBCBoston.com/freestate. Just click the extras button. Which will include the full episode, which we have not played, and then this is Karen's interview after the episode. So we're going to resume here. She is anti-secession and as a result now, anti-Free State Project, which is the migration of libertarians here to New Hampshire. We continue with her.
Even though it joined the Articles or the States of Confederation, they were still always a United State because secession is illegal. And the southern states, they thought that they could separate peacefully, too. And after 4 years of brutal civil war, Congress fortunately galvanized our...
My wife thought she could leave me personally, but after 4 years of beatings, she gave up, died.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if Karen would tell a woman who was being beaten that she just needs to stay with him because he really, really needs you.
Yeah, yeah. And besides, it's illegal to leave your husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go on.
...into the 14th Amendment. Section 1 says that U.S. citizenship is paramount, not state citizenship. So you cannot take away my U.S. citizenship. And that's what secession would do.
No,
it would not change your citizenship at all. When you leave the country, you remain a citizen. Yeah, if you come back, they have to let you in because you're a citizen.
We could quibble with the whole definition of citizen here and point out that it's a duty to... a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, which they don't have, as they've said in their Supreme Court cases many times. But if you want to be a citizen, if you want to call yourself a citizen, they will accept you as a quote-unquote citizen, and they'll put all their taxes and all their burdens upon you. So you're absolutely right, nobody.
Yeah.
The definition of... secession is just simply saying goodbye to the political union. Each individual would have to renounce citizenship if that indeed was something that they thought was valuable to do.
That'll be a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Burn my Social Security card.
Now, it may be an issue for people born in New Hampshire, because after secession, if you are then born in New Hampshire, you would not be a quote-unquote U.S. citizen by default at that point.
No, you still would be. Because any person born within the borders of the United States is a U.S. citizen. So babies born here after secession would not be citizens.
That's what I'm saying.
Babies born here before secession.
I'm talking about the ones afterwards.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were saying people now living who were born before. Okay.
Any babies born after secession would likely not count as U.S. citizens. But again, that just comes back to if being in part of the U.S. and getting all of its quote-unquote benefits is so important to you, move your ass a little bit to the west of Vermont, a little bit to the east of Maine, or a little south to Massachusetts, and you can have all the United States you want.
Because we will have refugees pouring over our border who want out of the U.S.
Absolutely.
So you'll be able to make bank selling your house.
Yeah, buddy.
Go live like a king in, you know, Puerto Rico or something, or wherever you want to live.
Exactly.
And just in a slave state, not a free state.
More from Ms. Karen Steele here.
If New Hampshire were to leave the Union, you would be depriving all of us U.S. citizens who are residents. And it's just, it's illegal in every case law. There is no precedent.
So, Karen, some might say... This is all.
It was illegal the first time, too, darling.
Yep, and there's a huge precedent, which is the Declaration of Independence, which declares, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that amongst these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that it is to secure these rights that governments are instituted amongst men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, and that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it.
Well said, and very similar to Article 10 of the New Hampshire Constitution, which also retains that right of the people of New Hampshire to, it's actually called the right of revolution to alter or abolish any government that they so choose.
Absolutely.
So it's right there. It's right there. Yep. So you can go on if you had more.
No, go
on. All right, let's keep going here with Karen.
All pie in the sky. Secession, closing school boards, and school putting schools out of business. Why not let them go down in a ball of flames? 13 votes in the 400-person legislature. The town of Croydon rose up and pushed back, and a giant majority said no to that. Why is this important, in your opinion, to...
They're in it for the long haul. They've even said that in your documentary. Oh, yeah.
That's the first thing she said that has been true.
Yes.
We're well informed here. But, yes, we are in this for the long haul, and there's more coming.
You did an excellent documentary of the whole Free State Project. So they've been in New Hampshire now for 20 years. It was 2003 that they picked New Hampshire to congregate to.
October.
And so we need to shut it down. as Representative Deshaies said, we need to shut it down quickly and distinctly so that this doesn't continue to grow.
Oh, I got bad news.
20 years counts as quickly for sales.
Right. Look, Karen, how are you going to shut it down? How are you going to do it? Are you going to lock the borders down to keep the Free Staters out? What are you going to do? Because remember, she moved here.
Yeah.
From elsewhere as well.
We took their jobs.
There's more coming. And the fact is, documentaries like this, she complimented this, so I'm glad she likes it, which means that the status, some of them are going to share this around. The more people that can see the NBC Boston documentary, the more of our people are going to be alerted to this great secret of the Free State Project. There's still a lot of people in the libertarian movement that don't know about this. They have no idea that thousands of libertarian, like-minded, voluntarist, anarchist, liberty-type people have been moving together in the last 20 years, and they're going to want to get involved in this.
Oh, yeah.
This is exciting, and there's nothing else like this. To have people like her and the other bad people, the bad status they have in this series, you got to sit down and watch this, take a break from your programming and see what they put together here. But these people, they know that more are coming. They know that the Free State Project is effective. That's why this whole thing exists. That's why this documentary is being created. We're newsworthy. Libertarians, for the first time ever, are worth talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's never happened in the history of the Libertarian Party.
First
never.
They ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Yeah, and she thinks she can turn this thing around? Yeah, right.
And again, it's very clear that any representatives, anything on the state floor, if you're discussing secession, it's illegal behavior, and they should be disqualified from holding office.
Do you have concerns about
how... You can't discuss illegal behavior on the floor of the... Of the Senate, that means they can't pass any laws because all laws would make behavior illegal, and then they couldn't discuss it.
Not only is she wrong, she's to the point of doing illegal things. You actually are immune from arrest if you do something illegal on the floor of the State House, as I understand it.
Only if you're elected, though.
Only if you're elected.
Yeah.
Right. As I understand it.
Otherwise, I'd be down there smoking weed right now.
That's my point. If you were an elected representative and you struck up a joint on the floor of the State House, you, as I understand it, could not be arrested for it.
I don't know if that extends to conduct or only to speech.
Well, I believe it is the conduct as well.
But she's discussing speech, so It, either way, it would apply to what she said.
Armed they are. I mean, after the January 6th insurrection, where folks who weren't necessarily armed with weapons, but used weapons to storm the Capitol of the United States.
They photobombed them.
They weren't necessarily armed with weapons, but used weapons to storm the Capitol? How does that work?
You'd have to be a statist.
To break up a procedure of certifying our election. I'm a former NRA member. I've been a gun owner. I have shot competitively as a teen. So I certainly understand ownership of guns and the Second Amendment. But they seem to have their guns with them to play kickball. And they seem to have their guns with them wherever they can and talk about using them to fight the government.
Seem to remember that there were a bunch of congressmen, including Rand Paul, shot at while they were playing softball. So carrying a gun while you're playing kickball doesn't seem like a bad idea.
Yeah, well, but remember, this is Boston, so whenever they see somebody with a gun, they get all squirrely and worried, yeah. So that's where these people are coming
from. But one of them said in the documentary, do you get concerned when we couple that with talk about succession, and then we look at the January 6th insurrection, that it's more than just people trying to push an ideology that's not going to go anywhere?
I get concerned when I see people who are carrying, you know, automatic weapons.
I didn't catch that line because we listened to this on the way home from Frank's court hearing earlier today. I didn't catch the line about the automatic weapons. Yeah, that I've only seen federal government agents doing. Government goons are the ones carrying automatic weapons.
It's true. Although we do have a larger number of machine guns per capita than any other state here, I haven't seen any open carry, although...
No, people tend not to carry around a $30,000 machine gun or whatever it is that they have. Usually they just stick to their pistols.
God,
or
are they buying those things the same place the military gets their toilet seats?
I don't know. I've just heard that they're very, very expensive. Because of the licensing and the restrictions, sure. There aren't very many of them.
I don't think they'll really use them, but that's why we need to let them know legally that secession's just not an option.
I got news for you, Karen. Number one, one of the reasons why people carry guns is because if you don't exercise your rights, you will lose them. So just on a principled basis, it's a good idea to do it. But the number two reason is to keep people like you out of New Hampshire. Because the fact is, people who are deathly afraid of guns, when they see people open carrying at the local grocery store or walking down Main Street or whatever, they tell their friends. They say things like, my God, I went to New Hampshire to shop today and there was someone with a gun there. I'm never going back. They really are. There are really people who are leaving New Hampshire because people won't wear masks and people will carry guns openly.
Yeah, and that's the first thing I say when somebody I don't know who they are is talking about moving to New Hampshire, like on Reddit or whatever.
Yeah.
First thing I'll say is, well, you know, you're going to see a lot of people up there carrying guns. So if you're not comfortable with that,
stay out.
You might be more comfortable in Massachusetts.
I am concerned if we don't shut it down now that it could get to something like January 6th.
You know, you said...
What would that look like? She's talking about January 6th in relation to secession?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I mean, for one thing, we're armed, so if and when we got up in arms, it would not look like January 6th.
The bill for secession here specifically talks about peaceful independence, and they aren't even mentioning that aspect of this. This is very purposeful. They're taking the idea of secession, and they're mixing it with the idea of insurrection, and that is not at all
and
what
And they're
was proposed.
Trying to do it without making the threat explicit. But the threat is, just like every abusive husband, if you try to leave me, I'll kill you.
Part of the success of what you've done so far is that you've put the Free State Project on people's radar screens. just anecdotally, have you found that there's been more awareness? I mean, you didn't even, you seem like a pretty with it person. You've never heard of the Free State Project. Do you think most haven't?
No, most people haven't. And I often think of the phrase, ignorance is bliss, right? I didn't know about it, even though they've been here for 20 years. But as soon as I found out about it, I can't let it go. So I have to continue on with this fight. But when I talk to people who've never heard of it, first of all, they think it's a joke. And fortunately, you guys have done this documentary where I can, you know, the legitimacy of NBC behind this is really opening people's eyes.
So you said that wasn't the arena. I guess the lawmakers agreed with you that that was not the arena for what you were looking to accomplish. What would be the next steps?
Federal court. But I will say one of the arguments that the ballot law commission said is that section three has not been used in over 100 years, and that was true. But 13 days after my appearance before the ballot law commission is when Coy Griffin was removed from office from the Otero County, New Mexico County Commissioner, and he is now disqualified from ever holding office again. And that's exactly what should happen to all of the state representatives in New Hampshire who have worked and support secession.
And we've been just talking to you. Are there more?
She doesn't explain who that person was or why that's relevant.
Is there a group that's working on this, or is it something that you've been spearheading and doing a solo effort here?
So far, it's kind of been a solo effort, because when I start doing research, I really go pretty deep, and then I share with people. And when I share with people, they're definitely behind me and very supportive.
She goes deep in her wrong.
Oh, okay. I did just pull it up. New Mexico County Commissioner removed from elected office for role in U.S. Capitol riot. That has nothing to do with secession, lady. So what does that have to do with anything
here? I believe I heard or read that New Hampshire is now officially the only state in the country that's actually taken this to a vote of the legislature. Other states have considered this. Is this the kind of thing where the vote's going to come up every year now and you're worried that there are going to be more and more people would latch on to this? Or do you think that a statement has been sent that it did not do, you know, it did so poorly that...
Oh, no, they'll keep going after it. But a lot of times there have been, you know, like Vermont has had a statewide convention. And that was the first time in 2005 since 1861. There's a libertarian in Alaska who has at least three times tried to get a petition on the ballot. Ask the voters to secede. And each time the lieutenant governor has said, no, secession's illegal. It has gone to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court of Alaska every single time has said, no, secession is illegal. You cannot put this on the ballot.
Listen up. There's one thing that is absolutely true, and that is once there's a supermajority of people who support independence for New Hampshire, it doesn't matter how illegal it is. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
It's bound to happen. We're pretty much towards the end of this interview. I'll put a link to it on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com. Make sure you're following the @FTL account. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us over at freetalklive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.